You are listening to New Media Conversations at AIDS.gov, a weekly podcast series that explores how HIV communities across the country are using new media in response to HIV and AIDS.
The following audio is adapted from an AIDS.gov blog post. It was written by Michelle Samplin-Salgado, the new media strategist at AIDS.gov, and was originally posted on January 8, 2013. January 8th marked an important milestone for the AIDS.gov blog. It was 5 years ago on that date that we launched the blog with the intent of reaching audiences with new information on how to use new media. In 2009, we extended our content to include federal policies and resources, and today our blog continues to address these topics and more. While we've seen many new online communication platforms emerge over the past 5 years, we feel that blogs are still relevant. As they continue to help us reach our audiences, our blogs allow us to go into depth into topics and then share and repurpose that content on other platforms, such as Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Over the last 5 years, the AIDS.gov blog has published more than 942 posts, surpassed 1 million page views, and sparked new discussions with nearly 1,700 comments from readers. And while we're pleased with these numbers, we ultimately don't measure success by the numbers. We measure our success by what we've learned from the conversations new media helps facilitate. We feel successful because we can answer yes to these questions. Are we a tool to assist entities assess how to use new media to extend or improve the reach of their HIV prevention and care programs? Are we a source or link to federal resources, programs, and policies? Success is all about engaging our readers. We looked back through some of our blog posts with the most comments, and here's what some of you had to say. From our blog post in 2008, A Wake-Up Call for All of Us, How Can New Media Help?, we received the comment, "Blogs, social networks, text messaging, forums, and groups are a fantastic means of education for people about HIV and AIDS and other health-related issues. People can not only support each other, but offer advice as to what worked for them and thus educate the public at large." From the blog post The 12 Cities Project in 2011, "I'm from Puerto Rico, and we are part of the 12 Cities. This initiative represents a great opportunity to all the stakeholders who do something regarding this disease, not just in our city, but throughout all the nation. Unity makes us stronger in any setting." From the blog post The Power of Blogs, Bloggers Unite on World AIDS Day from 2008, "As someone who is living with AIDS, this push to write about it in blogs inspired me to create my own blog. Although my blog will be more than just about HIV and AIDS, it will be a part of it. I'm looking forward to reading and finding everyone's blog posts. Is there a best practice on finding the blog posts?" On this 5-year anniversary, we want to thank you for your readership and engagement. We also want to know what it is that makes you continue to visit our blog. In addition, how can we improve the blog? We look forward to hearing from you, so be sure to stop by at blog.aids.gov.
For more information about using new media in response to HIV and AIDS, visit us at AIDS.gov. And to explore and participate in the previous conversation further, join us on our blog at blog.aids.gov. Thank you for listening.